الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Well, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode on this wonderful silsila, Early Echo. And we are joined, hopefully, by many people across the globe, no matter what season you are experiencing, no matter what temperatures or weather you have. Alhamdulillah Azawajal, by joining the Early Echo, we will be discussing some Madani pearls regarding something which is very near and dear to every believer. Near and dear to every Muslim out there. It is that which is recited most often in the world. A special book, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And I'm sure your mind must be thinking about what it is, but before I reveal it, let's recall the beautiful hadith. Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's make some good intentions, because the more good intentions we make from the bottom of our hearts, the more thawab that person may obtain from the court of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make the good intentions and, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm watching, I'm listening to this silsila, this program of Madani Channel for your rida, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, what I learn, I will try to practice and convey this message to others. Share it with others as well. Remember, when we are sharing content, whether via social media or in person, we must ensure that it is from authentic sources. And if you are sharing Dawat-e-Islami's material, then you know for sure that it's all checked and rechecked, and you'll find the references therein as well, to put our minds at ease that this is truly from authentic sources, subhanallah. And by conveying the message to others, we are following a command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our master, that baldihu anni walau ayah, convey on my behalf, even if it is one statement, one verse, subhanallah, subhanallah. Try to practice upon that, inshallah. If you can think of any other good intentions, make it now to gain more thawab, inshallah ta'ala. Alhamdulillah azawajal, you know, there are so many beautiful bounties and blessings for the fortunate Muslims who recite an abundant amount of durud pak, salawat or salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the crown of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our most merciful master, the last prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Listen to this beautiful excellence of Salat ala Nabi. The narrator is the number one hadith narrator. Our leader, our master, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, whoever recited the Holy Quran, praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recited salat, that is durud pak, upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then asked forgiveness from Allah, he has sought goodness from its source. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So the next time you are reciting the glorious Quran, praise Allah Azza wa Jal. Send durud pak upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then ask forgiveness from Almighty Allahu Jalla Jalaluhu. This is the tariqah, this is the method as taught to us by our master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, so we are going to be discussing blessings of reciting the glorious Quran. Because the Quran is not just any kind of book. This is Kitabullah. This is the book of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my creator and your creator. This is his kalam, kalamullah, kitabullah. These are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beloved Allah. We are going to be discussing different aspects and angles with regards to the enormous blessings that one can obtain by reciting the Quran and in other ways as well. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we also have a wonderful kalam that is lined up for you and I to listen to and to remember our beloved Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to think about Makkah Sharif, Madinah Sharif, and Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, and just to enjoy it for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, to take lessons as well from these kalams. So we will request our wonderful team and our director to please go ahead and play the kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Jis tarha pao rakhe ya sahib-e-basirat, ya sahib-e-basirat. Jis tarha pao rakhe ya sahib-e-basirat. Aankhein bichhi hui hain har ja teri gali mein, duniya teri gali mein, ukba teri gali mein, ukba teri gali mein.
Baba kahan chale?
Madine,
Madine, Madine ka safar hai aur main nandi da nandi da, jabhi afsurda qadam lagzida
chala hu. Larzida, larzida, nazar sharminda, sharminda, badan. Larzida, larzida.
Madine ka safar hai aur main nandida, nandida. Jabhi afsurda qadam lagzida.
Kisi ke haath ne mujhko sahara de diya, varna kisi ke haath ne mujhko sahara de diya, varna kahan main aur kahan ye raaste pechida, pechida, kahan main aur kahan ye raaste pechida, pechida.
Madine ka safar hai aur main nandida, nandida. Jabhi afsurda qadam lagzida, lagzida.
Kahan main aur kahan is rozae akdas ka nazara, اور کہاں اس روضہ اقدس کا نظارہ. نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ نظر اس سمت اٹھتی ہے مگر دزدیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں. مدینے جا کے ہم سمجھے تقدس کس کو کہتے ہیں. ہوا پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ ہوا پاکیزہ فضا سنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
بصارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے. بصارت کھو گئی لیکن بصیرت تو سلامت ہے. مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ مدینہ ہم نے دیکھا ہے مگر نادیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر وہی اقبال جس کو ناز تھا کل خوش مزاجی پر فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ فراق طیبہ میں رہتا ہے اب رنجیدہ
مدینے کا سفر ہے اور میں نم دیدہ جبھی افسردہ قدم لغزیدہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ماشاء اللہ عز و جل, یو ہیو لسن ٹو a wonderful and inspiring kalam by Awnad Khan of Dawati Islami, mashallah azza wa jal. Sayyiduna Imam Nasiruddin or Nasiruddin Basti rahmatullah ta'ala ali once became very ill. He fell into a coma, unconscious. People had presumed that he had died, he passed away. His near ones, they were under this impression because his body was lifeless and they thought he passed away. They continued with the rituals of kafan, dafan. They gave his body ghusl, they clothed him with the kafan, with the shroud, and they buried him. Allahu Akbar. But in reality, he was still alive. He, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, when he regained consciousness, he wakes up and he sees there's darkness all around. And he realizes that people have buried me already. Perhaps they thought I passed away. He was shocked, he was surprised that he finds himself buried alive in the state of anxiety. I mean, you think about it. If that happens to me or you, what would be our condition? What would we do? But he recalled a narration that whoever recites Surah Yasin 40 times in the time of distress, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would remove his troubles and trouble will turn into relief. Allahu Akbar. And also yaqeen, trust in Allah azza wa jal. Reliance in Allah azza wa jal plays a big part in this. Not to test, but to trust Allah azza wa jal. That's our scholars, they tell us. Don't test Allah. Allah, He is the creator of opportunities. He is the opener of doors. He is the remover of problems and calamities. He is the remover of troubles of our life. So turn to Allah and trust Allah. Subhanallah. So he recalled this narration that when a person is in distress and he recites 40 times Surah Yasin. Surah Yasin is the heart of the Quran. If you recite Surah Yasin one time, the person would get the reward of reciting the Quran, the whole Quran, 10 times. Allahu Akbar. And how long will it take? 7 minutes, 10 minutes to recite this beautiful surah? Subhanallah. So he started to recite Surah Yasin one time, two times. And as he reached the 39th Surah Yasin, guess what happens? A shroud thief starts to dig his grave from the top. And he realizes this, that somebody's digging my grave. It could be a shroud thief. And subhanAllah, by the time he reached the 40th recitation, the shroud thief had completely dug open his qabr, his grave. And he comes out, he exits the grave. The shroud thief gets such a shock of his life that out of fear, he dies on the spot. Allahu Akbar. That he just dug the grave and somebody is coming out from there. Imagine how terrified that person would be. So out of extreme fear, he dies on the spot. Now the great Sheikh, he thinks to himself, if I go back to the city, the people will be terrified of me. They will be scared that we buried him. He passed away, we buried him, and here he's alive, walking like nothing happened. Subhanallah. So what did he decide to do? He waits for night, and then he goes to each door of each street, and he mentions to the people, he makes an announcement that I am Nasiruddin Basti. I fell into a coma. You all thought I had died and buried me, but actually I am alive. Subhanallah. He goes to each street, each door, making this announcement. And after this incident, the great Imam, the great Sheikh, he writes a complete commentary of the glorious Quran. Subhanallah, subhanallah. How inspiring is this incident? Look at the tremendous blessings and virtues that are in stock for a person who recites the Holy Quran, recites these words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the Shaykh, he had yaqeen, he had trust in Allah, he had reliance in Allah azza wa jal. He believed in that narration. And so he practiced upon it, and Allah azza wa jal sent help. Yes, sometimes Allah Azza wa Jal uses a zalim, an oppressor, to help people, to remove another oppressor. Allahu Akbar. And if that oppressor who helped does not realize his folly, does not realize the sins he is committing, then he is also replaced, he is also removed from the equation. Subhanallah. So the Quran contains many treasures, if only we realize this. Because that glorious Quran came down, was sent via the archangel, the leader of the angels, Sayyidina Jibra'il Amin alayhi salatu wassalam. And it descended as a wahi, as a revelation, onto the pure chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the only holy scripture that is completely preserved and protected. Allah Azza wa Jal has stated himself that we will preserve, we will protect this Quran. And we can see till today, wherever you go in the world, the Muslims are reciting the same, because the language of the Quran is Arabic, which is the best of all languages. It is the language of our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the language of the people of Jannah. When you and I are lowered into the qabr, those angels are going to ask us those three questions in Arabic. And even if I don't understand it while I'm living in this dunya, automatically I'm going to understand it in the qabr. Arabic. Try to learn it. Try to understand it. Subhanallah. That's when you will really, you will feel something when you recite the Quran. When you recite with understanding, then subhanallah, it will make a big difference in your life. And as you are reading, subhanallah azza wa jal, you are understanding at the same time. And Kanzul Iman is available. This is the Iman saving translation. Kanzul Iman is available in English as well. You can download it from the website dawoodislami.net and try to obtain the hard copy from Maktabatul Madina, which is the publications department and bookshop of Dawood Islami. And read it for yourself in a simple English. In simple English, and believe me, it is inspiring so many people out there that really we cannot believe. Subhanallah. And also translated by His Eminence Ustadul Ulama Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi At-Tari Sallamahul Bari, who hails from South Africa, mashallah, who also did the translation of Kanzul Iman to English. And mashallah, these are available, these tools, these materials from authentic sources are available for you and I. If I can't get the hard copy, download the free ebook, the free soft copy, inshallah, and start reading it, and you'll see for yourself that, subhanallah, how much of time I have wasted in, you know, reading novels and, you know, things that are not going to really benefit me in this world, the grave or the hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the glorious Quran, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. اللَّهُ نَزَّلَ أَحْسَنَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابًا مُتَشَابِهًا مَثَانِي. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Allah has sent down the best of books, meaning the Holy Quran. Allah has sent down the best of books, which is consistent throughout, the one with paired statements. You are not going to find any contradictions in the glorious Quran. You are not going to find any flaws, any defects, any errors, any mistakes in this pure and pristine book, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the words of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, because He has promised He will protect this book from any kind of interpolation, any kind of adding or subtracting from there. Subhanallah. So what was recited 1400 plus years ago is also recited today. And one of the ways that Allah Azza wa Jal has preserved His holy book is through the memorizers, what we call the Hafidhul Quran, the one who memorizes the Holy Quran from Surah Al-Fatiha right to Surah An-Nas. And you will find thousands, tens of thousands, you will find millions of people out there that subhanAllah, they have memorized the Quran. Some who are elderly, some who are middle age, males, females. You will find little children, 10 years old, 9 years old, 8 years old, who have memorized the Holy Quran. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. So if one person is reading wrong, even the little child who has memorized the Quran will pick it up same time. Same time they will pick up if the person had read a wrong vowel. Leave word. A wrong vowel, what we call fatha, dhamma, kasra, zabr, zair, pesh. If the person supposed to read a and they read e, immediately the child will be able to pick it up. And this is one of the ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, has protected and preserved the Holy Quran as it was revealed to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now the glorious Quran has two forms regarding its excellence and virtue. And if we go to Tafsir Khazin, one of the authentic tafasir, it's mentioned that one form is literary and the other, the meaning is derived from the glorious Quran, SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal. Because the Quran is, it's a treasure, it's a wealth of information. Yes, it does contain historical facts. It does contain scientific facts. SubhanAllah. You know, so many people out there who were scientists, they embraced Islam because of the scientific facts in the Quran that they discovered. And they were surprised, they were shocked at how 1400 years ago plus, a person, you know, knew these kind of things, that all life came from water. And so many are there, so many studies, so much of research has been done. You just have to find out from yourself, from the ulama, from the honorable scholars of Islam, and they will highlight and show that what kinds of scientific facts are there. And those have led many in the scientific community to embrace Islam, SubhanAllah. But although it contains historical and scientific facts, it is not a history book. It's not a book of science. It's a book of hidayah. It's a book of guidance for the believers. This is what it is. How to live your life, because we have a clearly defined purpose of why you and I as a human being, why we are here on earth. It's not that things just happen by chance. Something came from nothing, which is not possible. We are here for a certain period of time and for a specific purpose. The glorious Quran mentions as well, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that I have not created jinn and humans but to worship me, but to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why you and I are here. Not to engage in amassing wealth, not to tour the world as a tourist, not to dine at different takeouts and to invest in the best luxuries and comforts and some people extravagance and wastage. No, I'm here, you are here for a purpose, that is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You and I are here to prepare for the hereafter. By worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, we will be preparing for the hereafter. And the first manzil, the first stage of the hereafter, the afterlife, is the grave. And al-maut, which means death, is the terminator of all pleasures. No matter who we are, no matter which family we come from, no matter a person can be the richest person and have billions or trillions, it doesn't matter. Their time is fixed. Their birth date, their born date, and the expiry date. How we have, you know, we have food items, they have a best before date, an expiry date. My life and your life has an expiry date. You and I, we don't know when. We don't know how. Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, know best. But it's going to happen. And nobody can deny this. But am I getting myself ready for what is approaching, what is going to visit me very soon? The angel of death, Malak al-Mut alayhi salam, is going to visit me very soon. Am I ready for that? Am I preparing for that? The wise person will prepare for that. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A blessed hadith mentions, أصدق الحديث كتاب الله. That means the most truthful hadith is the book of Allah. Another beautiful hadith mentions, خير الحديث كتاب الله. That the best hadith is the book of Allah. Sheikh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, makes dua for us and encourages us constantly to spread Quranic education amongst Islamic brothers, amongst Islamic sisters, even amongst our Madani children, by setting up these different facilities and services called Madrasatul Madina. Madrasatul Madina for the children, for the teenagers. Madrasatul Madina Balighan Balighat. These are specialized classes for grown-ups, males and females separately. Madrasatul Madina online. If you don't have a Madrasatul Madina near you, enroll online. If you go online, dawoodislami.net, online courses tab, and you'll find over 30 different courses available. And one of them is to do with reciting the Holy Quran properly. Because let's face it, so many of us, when last did we study the Quran? Really, truly study the Quran? I know people personally that perhaps they didn't go to madrasa. And they just read the translation of the Quran because they can't read the Quran. They can't recite the Quran. What a travesty is that? How sad is that? That I can't even read these words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can't read the Quran. I have to rely on the translation. Allahu Akbar. Yes, the person would get thawab as well by reading the translation. But to read the actual Arabic, the original, subhanallah, has a different feel to it. Because just by reciting, and Arabic is the most beautiful language. You listen to it and subhanallah, you can just, you know, close your eyes and think about the power of Allah Azza wa Jal. Think about what is being mentioned by the Qari, by the Hafiz, subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And in Ramadan time, I mean, we all know Tarawih Salah, and for those nights, the aim is to fulfill a sunnah, and that is to complete the entire recitation of the glorious Quran, subhanallah. So Islamic brothers would go to the masjid. Islamic sisters would be in their homes, in the comfort of their homes, reciting the glorious Quran. And so Ramadan is also the month of the glorious Quran, subhanallah azza wa jal. Coming back, the great scholar, the great commentator of the glorious Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, has mentioned that in a hadith that I had mentioned to you a few minutes ago, that here the word hadith means a talk or a statement. And so the Quran is also a hadith and a talk, a speech. It is kalamullah, the speech, the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But according to terminology, only the blessed sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his actions, these are called hadith. So here the word hadith is in the literal meaning, the literal sense. The words of Allah Azza wa Jal is superior to all other scriptures and books, as Allah Azza wa Jal himself is to his creation. Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jal knows our hearts, knows our minds better than ourselves. So it's up to me and you. How often am I reciting the glorious Quran? I should think about this. Subhanallah. We'll be back soon, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. We're going towards a beautiful filler to inspire us further, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Director sir, please go ahead and play the beautiful filler. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
It is narrated by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, has stated, whoever learnt and taught the Holy Quran and then acted upon whatever is in the Holy Quran, the Quran will intercede for him and take him into paradise. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Ilahi khub de de shauq Quran ki tilawat ka, sharaf de gumbad e khazra ke saaye mein shahadat ka. The passion to recite the Quran, for this I supplicate, to die as a martyr under the green dome, O Allah Azza wa Jal, make this my fate. Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. It is narrated by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that whoever teaches one verse of the glorious Quran or any sunnah of the deen to anyone, Allah Azza wa Jal will prepare such a reward for him on the day of judgment that there will be no reward better than that for anyone. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. It is narrated by the possessor of two noors, the compiler of the Holy Quran, Sayyidina Usman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, whoever teaches one verse of the Holy Quran will receive double the reward of the one who learns that verse. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. It is narrated in another hadith by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, whoever teaches one verse of the glorious Quran, as long as that verse continues to be recited, he will continue to get reward. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Tilawat ka jazba ata kar ilahi, mu'af farma meri har khata ya ilahi. The passion to recite the Quran granted to me. O Allah, forgive all my sins out of your mercy. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back. Some wise words for us. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. The glorious Quran, that is what we are discussing, the blessings of the Quran. That you know, just by, if you open the glorious Quran, even if you do not recite it, just by looking at those letters of the Quran, the words of the Quran, one will earn thawab and reward from the court of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just for looking at the Quran, Allahu Akbar. For reciting the Quran, there's a separate reward. If a person is listening to the Quran, there's a reward for that. But keep in mind, read it as much as you can. For every letter, there are 10 rewards attached to every letter. In a summary of a hadith, the Prophet ﷺ told us that Alif Lam Mim, these are 3 letters. So 3 times 10, 30 rewards just by reciting that much. Imagine if you recited an entire ayah, a whole verse. Imagine if you recited a whole page, a whole ruku, a whole juz, a whole para. How much of thawab is there? We can't imagine. But the thawab is waiting for us. When last did I open my Quran? Many of us have beautiful, fancy Qurans on the top shelf. Perhaps it's gone dusty. And I need to ask myself, when last did I read that Quran? Some of us have it on our phones, some of us on our tablets. But open the Quran itself and read from there. Try to dedicate, even if it's a few minutes every day. You know, Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah has advised us. And this is also to make it easy for us. Yes, we get caught up in the dunya, at work, with family, with children, this, that. we get caught up, and before you know it, hey, I'm so tired, mentally fatigued, physically tired. But, you know, we have to take out some time. We have to budget our time. Take out, nobody's saying take out 2 hours, 3 hours. Take out a few minutes to recite the Holy Quran every day. Allah Azza wa Jalla loves those actions, those good deeds that are small but are consistent, are happening all the time, every day. Compared to those good deeds, it's a big good deed, but it happens once in a blue moon, once in a while. So Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah has included this one point in Nek A'mal. Now Nek A'mal, pious deeds, you can download this. It's a program actually for any Muslim out there who wants to reform their life, who wants to change their life around and become a practicing Muslim. This is the key. This is a key to success. Nek A'mal, which is it's a self-questionnaire where you're asking yourself certain questions on a daily basis, weekly basis, monthly basis, yearly basis, and a lifetime basis. And then you monitor your own progress. Subhanallah. So one of those questions is that, did I recite the glorious Quran today? Three verses minimum. How long will it take you? Maybe 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes. Allahu Akbar. That's nothing compared to the hours that we dedicate to our work, to our family, to recreation, to our hobbies, and to chatting on social media. Take out 10 to 12 minutes. Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah advises us, read minimum 3 verses of the Holy Quran with translation from Kanzul Iman. And as I mentioned earlier, Kanzul Iman, the translation of the glorious Quran based on the translation, the Urdu translation of Al-Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Barelvi Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, our master, our leader, is available. The hard copy is available from Maktabatul Madina. The soft copy is also available free via our website, dawoodislami.net. And on top of that, once you recite the verses in the original Arabic, and then you recite the translation from Kanzul Iman to understand what you are saying and to get a proper perspective, the correct understanding, subhanallah, the tafasir are available. Nurul Irfan, Khazainul Irfan, and Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Siratul Jinan is available. And for English readers, Miftahul Ihsan is available. These are available today. So I don't have any excuse. So 3 verses minimum, with translation from Kanzul Iman and the Tafsir as well, subhanallah. This will benefit me. Really, it will tremendously benefit me when I know what I'm reading and I understand it in the proper context. Subhanallah. The Quran is there to be recited, to be listened to, but also to be acted upon. That Allah is telling me something, instructing me to do something or not to do something. This is a book of guidance to guide me how to live my life. Our beloved mother, Ummul Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, when she was asked about the akhlaq and the character of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said, Kana khuluquhu al-Qur'an, that his character was the Qur'an, that whatever commands were there was seen in his life, in his day-to-day actions, that subhanallah, he was the practical, the prime example of the teachings of the Quran, subhanallah. So we need to act upon it as well. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said, whoever likes to know whether he has devotion to Allah and his Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he should determine how much he loves the glorious Quran. How much he loves the glorious Quran, meaning how much he recites it and how much he acts upon it. Allahu Akbar. Then he has also devotion to Allah and his Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's a question for you and I. How much am I attached and devoted to the Quran? How much do I recite of the Quran on a daily basis? How much of the glorious Quran do I act upon? Do I translate into my life practically? Subhanallah, subhanallah. If I'm very far away from the Quran, not just the recitation of the Quran, if I'm very far away from practicing upon the Quran, because there are clear instructions, there are clear commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, that you must do this and you must not do this. Allah has made those things haram and prohibited, which are not good for you and I, which are bad for our health, our physical health, our mental health, and our spiritual health as well. Whatever is bad for that is prohibited. Look at alcohol. Look at the consumption of pork, ham, bacon. Look at all these other evils that are taking place of immorality and immodesty. They are prohibited because they are not good for us. They are unhealthy. How unhealthy food, processed food, is bad for our bodies. So all of these prohibited things are bad for our spirituality, are bad for our lives, because attached to anything which is haram and prohibited and forbidden, attached to it is punishment. And that person will get punished if they do not make sincere tawbah and sincerely repent in the court of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person will gain punishment in this world, in the grave, and in the hereafter as well. So how attached am I to the Quran? So think about this narration of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, who was one of the Sahabiyya Jaleel, one of the honorable and senior Sahaba, that if I want to know how much is my devotion to Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I need to ask the question, how much am I devoted and how much do I love the Quran? How much do I recite it and how much do I act upon it? Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Sahal ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has said that the sign of having devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in fact having devotion to the glorious Quran. The sign of having devotion to the glorious Quran is, subhanallah azza wa jal, devotion to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sign of having devotion to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in fact having devotion to the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sign of having devotion to the sunnah is in fact having devotion to the akhirah, the hereafter. The sign of having devotion to the hereafter, subhanallah, is in fact showing hatred to worldliness. And the sign of showing hatred towards worldliness is to use it according to your need, so that it leads to the hereafter safely. So yes, we are living in this dunya, this earthly realm, Darul Asbab, the world of means. We're living here. We're working, we're earning a salary so we can put food on the table, so we can afford a place to stay. We can pay the bills, the water, lights, rates or rent. So we can pay for education, we can travel, and so forth. But use all of this to prepare for the hereafter. Subhanallah. If you wake up in the morning and you make these intentions, Amir al-Sunnah Damul Barakatuhum al-Ali advised us. You wake up in the morning, start making your good intentions. Ya Allah, I'm going to work in order to earn halal rizq, halal sustenance, so I can sustain myself and my family. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, when I go out today, I will protect my eyes, my ears, my tongue from seeing evil, listening to evil, thinking about evil, speaking evil, going towards evil. Start making your good intentions. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I will do my best to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will lower my gaze. Make your good intentions. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, by making these kind of good intentions, you will see a lot of barakah, a lot of blessings in your life as well. Because we need this. Because many of us complain, I don't see any barakah, I don't see any blessings in my income, in my rizq. Allahu Akbar. But maybe I'm the one closing those doors. Sayyiduna Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, our master, he says, listen to this carefully. He says that the house in which the Quran is recited, it is a blessing for its inhabitants. Those who are staying there, it's a blessing, it's barakah for them. Its goodness and favor is in abundance. Angels approach that house, shayateen, the devils, Satan, they flee, they go away from that place where the Quran is recited. And that place where the Quran is not recited, the barakah, the blessings of that place is reduced. Angels, they go away from there. And the devils, the shayateen, Satan, the cursed and humiliated one, they enter. Allahu Akbar. So my home, is it a home of blessings? Or is it a home where there are no blessings? If I'm always complaining I don't have blessings in my home, in my family, in my children, in my work, in my income, one of the questions I need to ask, am I reciting the glorious Quran in my home? That's one of the serious questions I need to ask. Allahu Akbar. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, grant us the blessing to recite the glorious Quran often and understand it how it's supposed to be understood. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. It is mentioned in the glorious Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إن الذين يتلون كتاب الله وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية يرجون تجارة لن تبور. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. Indeed, those who read the book of Allah and keep the prayer established, salah established, and spend from what we have bestowed upon them in secret and publicly, are hopeful of a trade in which there is never a loss. Subhanallah. In Tafsir Baghawi, the word tijaratan refers to that reward Allah Azza wa Jal has promised of a trade in which there is no loss. Is a guaranteed profit. It means this reward would not go to waste, nor would it be destroyed. What am I waiting for? How much of my time I'm literally wasting away? In this short life, I'm wasting away in these chats, social media platforms, and you know, these different clips that are there just for fun and entertainment. How about I reduce that? If I can cut it out, even better. But how about I reduce that and concentrate on that which is more important? Again, which is preparing for the hereafter, which is obeying Allah Azza wa Jal and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's what I need to focus on. That's what I need to concentrate my energies on. The beloved Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has advised us, continue reciting the glorious Quran as it will intercede for its reciters on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. By reading all those text messages that we are getting, by reading this novel and that book, will they intercede for you on the day of judgment when you most need help, when you need help the most? The Quran will. The glorious Quran, which is Kitabullah, Kalamullah, the book of Allah, the words of Allah. If you continuously recite it, as per the hadith, it will help you on the day of judgment. It will intercede for you on the day of judgment. Why are we not preparing and planning for this? Because this is part of preparations. Don't I want assistance on the day of judgment when I'm going to be alone? Everybody, nafsi, nafsi, myself, myself. The mother, the father is not worried about the children. And vice versa. Your best friends are not going to be worried about you. But if you dedicated your time to establishing your salahs, performing your salahs correctly, and you dedicated your time in conjunction with your normal work, your halal work, and fulfilling the rights of your spouse and your children and your parents and your neighbors, if you dedicated your time to reciting the Quran, making the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, reciting salawat and durood paak, by engaging in istighfar, by performing nawafil salah, keeping nafil fast, if you busied yourself, your spare time especially, you busied yourself in fulfilling rights, those who are, you know, who don't see any hope in their life, you went and you lifted them up and you patted them on the back. Don't worry, you gave them, you motivated them, you encouraged them. Don't worry, this difficulty in your life will pass by. If you did these noble acts, these good acts, these rewardable actions, these are the things that will benefit you. They will benefit you in the grave, because when a person passes away and enters into their qabr, then their good deeds and their bad deeds will accompany them into the grave. How many good deeds do I have? How do I know? How do I know which ones are accepted by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How? We don't. So do as much as you can for the pleasure of Allah. It is mentioned in the hadith Qudsi that Allahu Jalla Jalaluhu says, whoever the recitation of the glorious Quran makes him busy and preoccupied and engrossed in begging from me, from Allah Azza wa Jal, I will grant him more than the reward of those who are thankful, more than those who show shukr and gratefulness and gratitude to Allah. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Listen to this beautiful narration as mentioned in Shu'abul Iman. Three kinds of people will be on the hills of dark musk. They will be free from any kind of distress, nor will they be asked for hisab, accountability, until people will finish their accountability. And out of them, one will be that person who recited the glorious Quran for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and led people in salah, in prayer, and they are happy with him. So, good news. Good news for the a'imma out there, for the imams out there. Good news for the qurra, for the reciters of the Holy Quran out there who are reciting to make Allah happy. Not reciting in a beautiful tone and tune so that somebody can hear me that, hey, mashallah, so beautiful you recite. And no, of course, we can't judge people. If somebody is reciting beautifully and we should recite the Quran beautifully, I can't say, no, he's reciting lovely and beautiful and in a nice tone and tune to impress the people. I can't make that judgment. Who am I? I have to judge myself. I got no time to judge the next person. I have to judge myself. But individually, myself, I must not do that. I must not do it for the wrong reasons. Because then if I'm showing off, that's a major sin. Riya is a major sin. Instead of getting thawab, reward for that recitation that I'm doing for the pleasure of the people, that person will get azab and punishment. Because it was not done for the pleasure of Allah. It was done for the pleasure of the people. I need to protect my good deeds. You know Shaitan, the cursed one, he tries to influence us with his wasawis, his waswasa, evil whispers. No, do it later. You know, this procrastination, they say, is a thief of time, delaying something. Do it tomorrow, do it later. Before you know it, many laters have come and gone. Many days or weeks or sometimes months are gone. Still, I haven't done it, the good deed. He tries to, this is part of his delay tactics that he uses, his tricks. But finally, if you break free from his evil whispers and you get down to do the good deed, now he tries to corrupt your intention. That, hey, at least one, I hope one person is listening to my recitation. At least one person must be there. A person not saying it, maybe in the mind, in the heart, somewhere this thought could come. So identify it immediately, that this is an evil whisper of shaitan. Recite, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Any evil whisper that enters your mind, recite this. to chase shaitan away. If you can, recite, call out the adhan to chase him away. Turn to your left side and spit 3 times. Just with the sound, without any saliva coming out. So as if you are spitting on the face of shaitan. That no, I'm not going to allow you to corrupt my intentions and allow this the thawab of this good deed to be null and void, to be destroyed. So identify the evil whispers of shaitan immediately. And if somebody does praise you, although you are reciting for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and thank them. That shukran, thank you, jazakullahu khair, Allah bless you as well. Make dua that Allah accepts the recitation. Make dua Allah grants the reward for this. And before reading, before you start reciting, make good intentions before reading. Ya Allah, I'm reading this Quran for your rida, for your pleasure and happiness. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm reading this Quran to try and understand the Quran properly. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm reading this Quran to practice upon your instructions, your commands. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, whatever I read, whatever I recite, Ya Allah, talk to Allah. Allah is all seeing, all hearing, all knowing. Talk to Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Allah, I'm going to recite this Quran. Please accept it, my little recitation. Whatever thawab and reward I gain from this, Ya Allah, transfer it as Isali thawab to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Through his wasila and sadqa, transfer his Isali thawab to all the Anbiya alayhi salam, Malaika alayhi salam, Sahaba ikram, Ahlul Bayt, Awliya Allah, to all the marhumin, to my family members. And you can specify my mother, her name, this, my father, his name, that, my siblings, my grandparents, great-grandparents, my whoever it is, specify. Then inshallah ta'ala, the thawab will go to those people. But you'll also get thawab. Your share of thawab is there. But because you made these kind of intentions, the thawab is also sent to these people. And imagine if you do this all the time, when you pass away, by the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, if He wants, He can appoint somebody to do the same for you. That somebody will be there, that will recite the Quran and will send the Isali Thawab to you as well after your passing away, which you'll see the benefit of it. So these are investments, spiritual investments. I must take advantage of these things. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our pious predecessors, you know, they were so attached to the Quran that, you know, it's amazing. Look at the third Khalifa of Islam, the third successor of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Dhun Nurain, the possessor of two lights, since he was blessed to marry two daughters of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one after the other. When one passed away, then he married the other. Subhanallah, subhanallah. He recited the glorious Quran so often, so frequently. So dear and devotees and lovers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, devotees and lovers of the glorious Quran, every day without fail, make it your intention, make it your habit to read some amount of the glorious Quran, and you'll see the benefit of it, inshallah. Allah Azza wa Jal protect us and our families. Keep watching Madani channel, keep watching Madani Muzakara, and keep reciting the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of